From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner faced questions in a closed-door interview on Tuesday with the House Intelligence Committee as part of its probe into Russian meddling into last year's election. Andrew Palcheski has the story.
Kushner denied having improper contacts with the Russians and added that he didn't rely on Russian funds for his businesses. He spoke Monday to the Senate Intelligence Committee in a similar closed-door session, while also publicly denying that he or anyone else with the Trump campaign had any improper contacts with Russia leading up to or after the November 2016 vote. As part of the Russia probe, Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, met Tuesday with bipartisan staff of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Andrew Palcheski, VOA News.
The U.S. House of Representatives is likely to approve new sanctions Tuesday against Russia for its meddling in last year's presidential election, at the same time giving Congress new powers to review any attempt by President Donald Trump to ease penalties imposed by Moscow. New York Congressman Gerald Nadler of New York supports the measure.
By all evidence, the Russian government interfered in our election and tried to help Mr. Trump. And we cannot permit that. We have to tell any foreign power, it's none of your business to interfere in an American election.
The Senate has already overwhelmingly approved its version of the legislation. Muslim leaders urged the faithful Tuesday to keep up their prayer protests and avoid entering a contested Jerusalem shrine, even after Israel dismantled metal detectors that initially triggered the tensions. Israel said it would replace the metal detectors with new security arrangements based on advanced technology to be installed within the next 6 months. This reportedly refers to sophisticated cameras. This is VOA News.